And come to find out, I have monsters under my bed again. They're back. I'm a grown adult. Monsters under the bed. Didn't even know I had them. Termite inspector found them. Well, when you get a new house, you know, they gotta get a termite inspector. This guy comes up to me and goes, "Well, Mr. Blaze, buddy, you got a problem." Like, "Oh, what, termites?" "Nope. Monsters. Under your bed. Evidently, you're getting in through a door you have to another dimension, I don't know." I was upset because I was never really that good at dealing with the monsters in my bed when I was little. I mean, you're on your own. Your parents are no help. Mom would give me, like, a little nightlight. All that ever did was make the shadows bigger, you know. "Oh, thanks a lot. Now the monster can see me. Before I had a chance. Oh, there you are. Thanks, kid." I think it's funny because your parents try to use that parent logic on you. You know, they say things to you that even at 5 years old make no sense. Your mom goes, "Well, honey, maybe the monsters under your bed are just as afraid of you as you are of them." No. I doubt very seriously there's 2 12-foot monsters under my bed with fangs coming down to their knees going, "Hey, shh, shh. Hey, man, I think I heard something up there. I think we got kids on the bed. Go look. I'm not going to look. You'll look. Last time I looked, there was a little kid up there in pajamas with Snoopy's all over him.